This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, we've often discussed the importance of getting our products and people out in front of potential and existing trade partners. The pandemic changed how we did business for a little while, but now that things have eased, face-to-face meetings are important once again. And with Iowa being the second largest ag exporter in the country, it's vitally important to our state that our customers see us and appreciate the quality that we are bringing to them. Iowa Ag Secretary Mike Nagy has made one trip across the Pacific already, and he's starting another one again this week. We'll hear from the Secretary next.
Are you experiencing farm FOMO? It's the fear of missing out on opportunities to make every soybean acre you farm more profitable. Luckily, FOMO is easy to overcome. Just tap into your Iowa Soybean Association benefits courtesy of the Soybean Checkoff. Be among the first to receive agronomic research results, timely soy news, producer education invites, and so much more. Connect today at iasoybeans.com.
As we said, Secretary Mike Nagy has made one trip across the Pacific already in regards to Iowa trade. He was in Japan and South Korea just a few weeks ago. The Secretary reflects on that trip.
Had a great trip to Japan and South Korea just a few weeks ago now. These are big markets for us. It was the first time that we were back into those markets, physically able to travel there since the fall of 2019. So the first time post-COVID. So they were starting to open up. You can actually travel there. And it was good. We had tried to do and did some virtual missions, if you will, in the last couple of years. But there's nothing that replaces getting in front of your customers, sitting down with leadership. We had high level meetings with the Japanese government on ethanol and sustainable aviation fuel. So those, I think we did some good there. And in terms of just showing up, thanking people for their business, but also then getting a sense of what's happening in this marketplace. Both South Korea and Japan, while they may have declining population, certainly population growth is slowing there. Actually, they're declining. The markets are growing, and U.S. market share is growing and has potential to grow. So again, we're talking lots of pork, lots of beef, corn and soybean, and ethanol into those markets.
Nagy talks about the fact that the pandemic and hosts of other global issues have positioned the United States in general and Iowa in particular to deliver quality products reliably.
What it's bringing home to, I think, to buyers is that there's a premium that can be applied to consistent, reliable suppliers. And that's a hallmark of U.S. agriculture, consistent, quality, safe food. And so I think you've got people really looking at that reliability piece. In addition to then what are the types of cuts or products that they are desirable, but it's almost like this, can I trust my partners? Should we do more business with friends? Those types of things I think are really dominating trade conversations right now. And they should, and that's good for U.S. agriculture.
Now this week, the Secretary will be going back overseas to the Philippines and Vietnam.
Vietnam and Philippines are strong markets, and they've got a lot of potential, both in terms of their U.S. market share within countries, but also as gateways to other countries within Southeast Asia. And so I'm very interested. Never been to either of these countries. I'm excited to learn about those marketplaces. We'll get a briefing in country from the embassy. We will be able to meet with U.S. Grains Council, U.S. Meat Export Federation, soybean export, you know, the people on the ground really doing this day-to-day work.
For Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Dustin Huffman.